It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, taking their shots at him, and you know, with Brock, it's more of the same. With Shanahan, he gets these quarterbacks who are okay. He's Brock's a little above average, but he tries to do more with less. And you know, you want to run that back again next year, that's fine. I mean, I don't see any changes for next year. You're gonna have the same group, just a little older. And everybody say, well, he needs to do this, he needs to do that. What indication have you given anybody that he'd be willing to change anything? I mean, Brock had a quote after the game where he said, what did the coach say? He said, well, basically the players didn't execute. And that's more the same with Shanahan, the lack of accountability. You know, you see that with Debo. You know, you see that with some of the players, his favorite, you know, teacher's pets. They get that from the head coach. So I'm not saying fire him. I would love to see him see it through. But I guess the confidence is lacking with the fans that he hasn't shown any indication that he'll be willing to change, you know, bring in another offensive mind, or you know, his approach is going to be more of the same going forward. Mm-hmm. And we just got to hope the players execute, and they're not executing.
No,
and I don't know what you can expect for him to change.
Mm-hmm. No, we got to get innovative. Something has to shake here, and well, I wonder if we get. To any point in the season presser, I may have to go to that. I'm going to go to that one. In the season press conference, Shanahan, whenever
King's
that
making
is.
An appearance?
Could be February, could be January, who the hell knows? Could be right after the last game of the season in Arizona. We don't even know. But will he be willing to adapt and bring in an outside voice, bring in a new set of eyes, offensively and defensively?
Well, he did try to go after Belichick in whatever role he wanted. So to credit there, he tried to get Steve Spagnuolo. He tried to take him mm-hmm. from Kansas City, and then Kansas City gave him a fat paycheck and said, no, Steve's good where he's at. So you pivoted to a guy within your own system after you fired Steve Wilks, Nick Sorensen, who's been fine. I don't think he's been awful. I don't think he's been great. He's just been okay, been mediocre. Kind of like this whole team, though. That's the problem. You can't be okay with just mediocrity.
No, they've been mediocre.
And that's just not good enough in this NFC. It might have been good enough last year. It might have been good enough the year before mm-hmm. when the NFC was down. But the NFC's coming up.
No.
The Eagles are for real.
Well, we saw that last year.
Yeah.
We saw last year. Detroit and Green Bay had you on the brink. They had you on the brink. And they were coming. Like, we said this about Dan Campbell Company. They're coming. And you see what they're doing? They're dropping 645 yards on the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I know Jacksonville's done, but to smack them 52-6 and do everything you wanted to do, they run the ball, pass the ball, throw it deep, throw it short, run it, screens, Gibbs is so explosive. That's the thing. Explosion. Jamison Williams jogged in on a 65-yard touchdown from the 30-yard line. He was jogging from the 30-yard line with two defenders chasing him. They got speed. Breakaway speed. Jahmyr Gibbs. It's like Mike Tyson punch out. After we saw Tyson and Jake Paul in our money grab Friday night.
Did you watch that, by the way?
Yeah, I had it on. It was a joke. Mike Tyson had the uppercuts that was so fast, right? Well, Jahmyr Gibbs, he's lightning out there on the football field. Like, he is explosive. And I'm looking at the 49ers yesterday at Levi's. I'm saying, you know what? You need to put Garrido on the field. He's got some juice. He's got some explosiveness on a team that's lacking explosiveness. What did Baldy tell us a month ago? Well, I look at the 49ers, I think slow.
Yeah.
Can't be slow in this league, but it has some athleticism. What were we talking about the Warriors all last season? Oh, you're slow and unathletic. You're getting blown by and can't get to the 50-50 balls. Well, what did the Warriors do? They got a little more athletic. They got a little faster, a little quicker, and now they're getting to the 50-50 balls or deflecting ball. They're doing everything.
Just look at all the contenders in the NFC, Bonte. Lions, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams, Eagles, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Arizona Cardinals, hell. Marvin Harrison Jr., Trey McBride, pretty damn good. Minnesota Vikings, Addison, Justin Jefferson. There's a sense here, you're saying, right?
Yep.
At least a tandem.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, and I know you missed Kittle yesterday, even when Kittle's here, is Kittle and Juwan good enough?
I like Juwan.
I like Juwan, too.
You need more.
You need more.
You need more from the other guys.
You heard it from Jerry.
You know what we need more from? We need more from Deebo Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need more from.
Time for the legal.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. I'm going to stall Pearsall out with the two targets and no catches and no yards. Juwan Jennings did what he has to do. But damn it. Deebo, Trent Williams, the big money players. Let's go! Can we get off a bump and run for once? Number one looks so slow out of his breaks. As you just heard Jerry Rice say, oh, wherever he lined up and he went, I knew what route Deebo was running. And the defense knew what route Deebo was running. And he is just, they're all over him. They're all over him. Come on, man.
The Yak, Bonte.
Yeah, that, Yak Bros?
The Yak. Where's it at?
No, the Yak Bros make me want a yak because there's no yak happening. The only yak I'm thinking about is when I watch this team. It's a Hennessy because I need to get drunk watching this damn team. Mm. That's the yak I need right now in the 9 o'clock hour because we ain't getting it on the football field. Yards after catch, we ain't getting that. So I might as well go get the other yak, the brown stuff. Shout out Build a Piece of Team Hennessy because I need some right now. Let's go to Al of San Pablo. Al, what's happening?
Then after that, you're yakking on yourself. There you go.
Okay. So I've been listening carefully to you and to Jerry, and everyone is agreeing that if something is not working, you got to adjust. You got to have an identity. You got to have a finisher. You got to tweak. The adjustment, I think, and I believe this season is not over. The adjustment, I think, is that we have to put Christian McCaffrey and Jordan Mason on the field at the same time. At the same time. Not individually, but at the same time. I think this would make the team unpredictable because the defenses won't know who is going to get the ball in the backfield. And then there's the option of Trent McCaffrey being a receiver and Mason at the running back. The play action would work, I think, quite well. Play action it to Mason, and then now you have McCaffrey as a receiver. But I think that is having both of those athletes in the backfield will make the team a lot more unpredictable,
mm-hmm.
more creative, and they can finish games.
Yeah.
Because now you have these two backs in the backfield, and you can finish games because the defense won't know who's going to get the ball. And you can have all kinds of formations lined up that will make them highly effective. What are your thoughts?
I'm with you. I'm with anything. I like, you got to try something new.
I do agree with the caller, too, and to Jerry, that you don't have to set up the run to just start establishing the pass. Like,
no,
that
you
whole
don't.
Notion, like, that's so old. Like,
Bill Washington to throw the ball to set up the run.
All the time.
Loosen up that defense.
All the time. Throw a deep bomb. Keep the defense honest. Do something.
I watched Joe Burrow yesterday on 4th and 2. These jokers had a 4th and 2 on 27-13. I said, it was 27-13. And the guy threw a bomb to T. Higgins. Against double coverage. He let it fly, and I got up off the seat. I started doing the gritty chest. It's like, what the hell's going on? I said, now that's football. We're seeing deep shots, bombs. Let it fly, please. But maybe you have nobody to let it fly. I don't know. But I'm thinking about Deebo, and I'm thinking about the... Now I'm starting to get frustrated. It's 9:07. I'm starting to get frustrated just thinking about reliving this game. I'm starting to lose my cool.
When's the last time Brock Purdy threw a deep bomb?
I don't know. I honestly do not know. How do you not have in your game plan 3 deep shots a game? Just test the defense. Just throw it up.
You drafted a speedster, too. It doesn't have to be a Deebo.
Jacob Cowie.
Right?
Use his speed. Garindo. Hey, maybe you get a matchup on the linebacker. Just run deep. Run past these slow-ass linebackers Seattle brought to the table.
Dare I say the 49ers fans have more faith in Brock Purdy's arm than their head coach?
I guess.
It kind of feels like
it. I don't
like
know,
it.
Or maybe Purdy's not pulling the trigger. I have no idea. But I'm looking all around the league, whether it's Russell Wilson and his little rainbow throws, or Lamar Jackson, or Josh Allen. Now, I didn't watch all the Buffalo game because obviously I was at the Niner game, and so I don't know how many deep shots they took.
I hated that they were at the same time. I hated that yesterday.
But I'm watching, I saw Joe Burrow on 4th and 2.
Yeah.
4th and 2.
Game on the line. Said, I'm throwing it deep. He threw that baby deep, and I was like, damn. What can we get that out here? I'll watch some of that action.
I love the aggressive mindset of Doug McDermott real quick yesterday. Like he understands about playing against the Chiefs. You just have to go for it.
Oh, yeah, Sean McDermott.
You can't be scared.
Yeah,
Sean McDermott. He's learned his lesson multiple times against that team. And the AFC in general, the Ravens, another team, but and they lost to the Steelers. But that's what it takes to win games like that, to put your nuts on the table, so to speak. And I feel like the 49ers, time in and time out this year, they haven't been able to execute when those plays matter most.
Did I read the legal?
Yeah, you're good.
All right. I'm not even sure. Elston, Oakland, what's happening? Just want to make sure.
You're good. Keep me honest.
Hey. Good morning.
What's up, Elston?
First of all, man, I'm a realist, and I don't want to be a Debbie Downer or whatever, but I kind of predicted this team to be 9-8 at the beginning of the year. And right now, one thing that happened made me reverse that and go, they might even finish 8-9. And that was Deebo Samuel putting his hand on another man on the team. All these guys growing up were the biggest, baddest ones on their high school team, their college team, for the most part. To make it to the NFL, you got to be that bad, right? And for another man to put his hands in your face and hit you on national TV, that just causes so much dissension on the team. And I don't think that's recoverable this season. Okay, and Brock Purdy has outkicked the coverage for the entire season and last year and the year before that. He's always outkicked the coverage, for lack of a better pun or whatever. But Tom Brady kind of pointed out in the Tampa Bay game, he missed so many throws. He missed like three or four. And Tom Brady was kind of like letting up off. He didn't want to go in on it. He'd be like, man, you can't. He said the guy caught the ball, but he put it in the wrong place. Because if he'd have put it in the right place, that'd have been an extra 35 yards. And you know, I need to make an admission here. I'm not only a client, but I'm also the president of the 49ers Haters Club. and I can't wait till they pay Purdy, because once they pay him, the Super Bowl window is over. I think it's over already. But
so you're a hater. Who do you root for?
I'm a Raider fan.
You loser. Get the hell out of here.
Don't
you
make
loser.
Us look bad, Elston. Come on.
He got Brock Bowers, and that's about it. And a bunch of problems. Brock Bowers and a bunch of problems. Bye-bye, Elston. I want to hear from you guys. Win a damn game. How the hell do you lose a game and then start gloating about another team losing? You got your own problems.
Misery loves company.
You got your own damn problems.
Niners will be pivoting that when it comes to playoff football, when they're watching the Eagles on TV. You want to root against them?
No, I won't be rooting for anything. I'm rooting for
you
Lamar.
You did in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs.
Yeah, absolutely, because their fan base is despicable.
That's fine.
They're disgusting human beings.
Hate them. It's okay. Sports hate's
almost
good.
Cursed, right? I almost cursed just now. Talk about the Eagle fans.
No, you're wearing your Chiefs colors today. You're all in. Right, you stop. And T. Swift.
No, it's Mills High School. Mills High School, San Bruno, one of the best public schools on the peninsula.
How they doing in football? They win?
I'm doing all right.
Cal Palma High School, big win over Sacred Heart.
Hey, you're a Raider fan.
You said he's the president.
Hater.
You're the president of the club.
Pumping your chest out. You just got smoked in South Beach.
All according to plan.
Jaime, Nick, stay on hold. 888-957-9570. Last segment of the show. What's your big takeaway from a loss? Is it on Shanahan? Is it on Purdy? We ran a poll yesterday on 95.7 a game. Ran a poll. There are several issues with the 49ers right now. Who is the most to blame? Shanahan got 59% of the vote.
Adam, it's too much for me.
Is that accurate? Mills High School in Millbrae. My bad. Not what did I say? San Bruno.
Oh, boy.
They're on the peninsula. Mills High School.
I think you just said the peninsula.
Yeah, Mills High School in Millbrae. That's what I said. I thought I said that. I love Mills. I emceed their pancake fundraiser. I love Mills High School.
Devontae didn't win.
He's a hater too. Brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Your phone calls as well. The show Spinotti doing a hell of a job for Shasky. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and much, much more. Warriors are playing in L.A. against the Clippers. I had to squeeze that in as the locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. It's now available. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, what up? This is Big Pump from South City. You are now listening to The Morning Motherfucking Rolls with my boys Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
I haven't heard from Big Pun recently. He's probably ticked off.
Might be cleaning out his closet.
For what? Niner gear?
I don't know.
Say he's throwing it away? Nah, Big Pun don't roll like that. Does a roll.
I was
like
just
that.
Making an Eminem reference. Bonte.
I know.
2025 Baseball Hall of Fame votes. They're going to be coming up here shortly.
Okay.
You want to see some of the newcomers? Want to hear some of the names real quick before we get back into football?
Sure, why not?
Ichiro, first ballot, right?
You think.
CC Sabathia.
He's a Hall of Famer, in my opinion.
Dustin Pedroia. Some moments with those Red Sox squads.
Jeff Kent not going. He doesn't deserve.
Carlos Gonzalez. Probably not. Cargo.
Oh, no, hell no.
Hanley Ramirez?
Nah, he had some monster seasons, but he didn't live up to the hype. And then he started getting injured. It's ain't the Hall of Good. It's the Hall of Great.
King
Hall
Felix. Felix Hernandez. One of the greatest Seattle Mariners of all time.
I don't know about first ballot, but maybe a Hall of Famer.
And some of the ones returning, obviously, Alex Rodriguez, Manny Ramirez, Andrew Jones, Billy Wagner, Carlos Beltran, some of the other names.
Those last five guys are Hall of Famers.
they should be.
You know, Carlos Gonzalez is all about.
Cargo?
Come on, man.
Back to football. There
what
you go.
What are we doing here? Warriors and Clippers tonight.
That was my Shasky segment, by the way.
Warriors and Clippers. No, Shay would have wound five more minutes. Warriors Clippers tonight in L.A. at the new Intuit Dome. 7:30 tip. 7:30
tip. That's late. Oh, God.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Those extra 30 minutes kill you, boy. Oh, 5 a.m. pregame show Monday through Friday, by the way.
Oh.
That hurts.
I'm going to call in sick tomorrow.
No!
Warriors are 4.5-point favorites. 4.5-point favorites.
Injury. So Steph's questionable.
Steph's questionable. Last time I checked, Steph was questionable.
Knee soreness.
Yeah, I'll pull it up right here for you.
James Harden, by the way, second all times in 3-pointers made.
Yep.
So there you go.
Surpassed Ray Allen.
You got the two greatest 3-point shooters in the history of basketball potentially playing tonight.
You do.
Would you say James Harden is the second greatest 3-point shooter of all time?
I would not say.
But he's the second most makes.
Second most makes doesn't mean you're the second. It's because of volume. Took a lot of.
I mean, he's a
good 3-point shooter, but he had high volume. Okay. He's done, no doubt. As you think of 3-point shooters, what does James Harden land on your head? I think Steph Curry. I think Klay Thompson. I think Ray.
Yeah,
I think Reggie Miller.
I do too, but it's sneak like that snuck up on me with the James Harden. Like that was like, you know, maybe I should start thinking of him more as a top 5 3-point shooter of all time. Maybe.
I mean, if you give Klay Thompson those 2.5 years back, is James Harden actually in second place, though?
If some butts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
Well, yeah, I mean, we could play, but still. Yeah, you know. I mean, we're talking greatest 3-point shooters. Let's put some context.
Longevity, though. Best abilities.
Not like Klay's not around anymore.
No, he's not. He went 1-for-11 yesterday, as Bonte alluded to, and they still won, though.
They've won 2 in a row now. Dallas is going to figure it out. James Harden, dude, he had 4 straight years. He averaged 9 3-point attempts, 10 3-point attempts, 13 3-point attempts, and then 12.5 3-point attempts. So the volume has been unbelievable for James Harden. But when I think about him being a great knockdown 3-point shooter, he's a 36% lifetime 3-point shooter. 36%. Klay's over 40. Steph's 4-for-40. I mean, 3-point shooters.
I'll say this with Harden, though, as a ball handler and a guy that's asked to do a lot more than Klay Thompson did or Reggie Miller, like as a ball shooter too.
No doubt.
That answers the conversation.
No doubt.
But I'm excited to watch the NBA. Clippers played the Warriors tough last time.
They won the game last time.
They won it. That's what I'm saying.
112-104.
That's only two losses the Warriors have had this year. One of them was just a dud against the Cavs.
That was a home opener. They controlled tempo. They rebounded.
That was the Niners-Cowboys night, right? So we kind of just swept that under.
Yeah, we swept it under the rug. We swept it under the rug.
Revenge game early on the season.
It is a revenge game, but it's the first trip to the Intuit Dome. First trip to the Intuit Dome.
I've heard mixed reviews.
You haven't been yet. What did you hear about it?
I heard that it's cool, but also kind of like stale. It's new, right? Clippers aren't very sexy right now, this team. So maybe with Steph, they'll bring some extra juice.
Maybe. Let me see. Clippers, their defensive efficiency has been really good. They won last night. They had a back-to-back, so they'll have to turn it around quickly here. Eighth in defensive efficiency the last six seasons. Defensive rebounding, one of the better defensive rebounding teams this year. They're third in terms of defensive rebound percentage. They're third in the league. And when it comes to opponent second chance points, they're 12th. So they really clear the glass away and try to limit those offensive rebound opportunities with the LA Clippers. However, the turnovers have been bad. They turn the ball over 17 times a game. Ooh. So they're 29th. So I like the Warriors to bounce back tonight against the Clippers. Not bounce back. They've won a couple games in a row.
I mean, they won three in a row.
Three straight.
8-2 in their last 10-2.
10-2. Yeah. 10-2. But I expect them to avenge their loss to the LA Clippers from a few Sundays ago. All right, back to the Lions.
Vibes.
Talking Niners here. The vibes are good with the Warriors.
Yep.
Not so much with the 49ers. Jaime, San Carlos. Jaime, good morning, buddy.
Monte, you're probably not going to want to hear this, bud. They got,
uh-oh.
Man, you remember in the Philly days with Andy Reid, he'd get him there, but couldn't get over the hump until he changed his philosophy, went to the Kansas City Chiefs. Kyle's got to go. He's got to go.
Kyle's got to go? So let me get this straight, because, you know, you're entitled to your opinion. I disagree with it. But if Kyle's got to go, then what do you do with this roster? Do you get rid of Brock Purdy? Do you keep Brock Purdy? Is Brock Purdy not the problem?
I don't know. Purdy's part of the problem. He's just a better version of Jimmy G that can run. You know, I would go after that offensive coordinator for the Lions, Ben Johnson.
So you're over Shanahan, despite him being 54-29 entering the season and 8-3 all time in the playoffs. You got a guy who's won in the playoffs.
Bonte, Jim Harbaugh was 44-19 in four seasons, and they got rid of him.
It was a different context, yeah. Though. Different context.
Right.
You can't piss off the bosses.
Bill Walsh. Right, but Bill Walsh, 10 seasons, and then he was gone. Man, they got to go. And Walsh did something very good from a great head coach. He would get rid of players early knowing that the salary cap was going to hit, and he'd restock via draft. Shanahan does not do that.
Well, he might have to this offseason. He might have to this offseason. Appreciate the call. Like 888-957-9570. I just I understand the frustration after a loss like that. I get it. I understand it. You want someone to blame.
You know what?
But nothing is going to, like, just firing Shanahan and pivoting to Ben Johnson, what changes? You like what, seriously.
You know, what's so funny about Ben Johnson? He didn't even know who Ben Johnson was a year ago.
Stop. It was Kellen Moore. Remember Kellen Moore, five years ago.
Didn't even know who Ben Johnson was. Yeah. Now we want Ben Johnson. Now we want this guy. Now we want that guy. You know what? I'm going to do this. It's a Monday. It's a manic Monday. The lunatic fringe is out. Out and about. TC called in the 6 o'clock hour. I ain't never heard that. I never seen that before. I'm surprised Robin San Bruno hasn't gotten in here, but 888-957-9570. Since we're on this fire Shanahan hype, I'm going to allow everybody to call in, and you're going to get your time. 888-957-9570. If you want Shanahan fired, I'd love to hear from you. Explain why you want Shanahan fired.
I love the Andy Reid comp that he just made, too. Because it's so laughable. Andy Reid was the exact same coach in Kansas City with Alex Smith that he was with the Philadelphia. We all realize that, right?
Yep.
Could never win the big one with Alex Smith as a quarterback. What was the common denominator there? They had quarterbacks that were good, just not good enough. Donovan McNabb was not Tom Brady. Sorry. Michael Vick, very good, not good enough, right? And then what happened? He drafted Patrick Mahomes. And what?
And even then, Spinell, Super Bowl 54, they were down 10 with less than 7 minutes left.
And then
I just blew that.
And then there you go. But even at early on, but losing in the AFC Championship to Tom Brady, he still had to take his licks. Just because you fire Shanahan and move on doesn't mean the next guy's going to pull a Doug Peterson. Like, come on.
Not only that.
Doug Peterson's not even a good coach.
not only that, Spinell, when we talk about restocking through the draft. Well, this past draft, there's a question mark on Ricky Pearsall. And there's a question mark on Jacob Cowing. Renardo Green looks like a damn good corner.
Mm.
Dominic Pooney's a player, right? Tatum Bethune has an MCL issue right now. He may be out for a while. But those are five players right there. You know, at least two of them I feel really good about.
Mm-hmm.
Renardo Green and Dominic Pooney. Who else am I missing in this draft class? Malik Mustafa. How's he playing?
Pretty well.
Didn't hear his name yesterday. He's making some plays.
Yeah.
So they had a pretty damn good draft.
And a six-round pick last year. I thought D. Winters played.
Yeah, no doubt. Brock Purdy's a seventh-round pick. So 888-957-9570. I've been listening to the stupidity all morning about firing Shanahan and moving on. If you want to move on from Shanahan, explain why. And don't just say, hey, let's just go get Ben Johnson. It's going to change everything. Because now you need Ben Johnson. His offense may need entirely new personnel. So
they also play in a dome.
It's a little different.
Like, I am curious to see how he translates when he goes to a dumpster fire like a Jacksonville, potentially, like a Vegas, the New York Jets. I'm very interested to see how he looks like when he doesn't have Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, and Jared Goff, who looks like an MVP candidate. Like,
well, what's funny is he said no to a lot of jobs last year. He said no to a lot of jobs.
Very picky.
He's smart. You don't go just jump onto an organization to commit career suicide and get fired to be a resurface. You got a great situation in Detroit. But we'll see where he goes. Is Jed York all in on Kyle Shanahan? I believe he is. I believe he is, folks. 888-957-9570.
And the tandem right now, not to cut you off, Bonte, the tandem of John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. Like, that's something, too, in this, like, you see it. You saw it with Harbaugh and Trent Baalke. They didn't get along. They butted heads all the time.
Yep.
They seem like idiosyncratic in their thinking, which is so huge and I think so underrated in all this, is the cohesiveness from the top.
Yep.
Like, as soon as that starts to get a little bit shaky, that's when toxicity bleeds in, and that's when it starts to get, okay, maybe we do make some changes. But not right now.
Yeah, no.
Jason M., I think it's Jason Mishler, our guy, like I said, he hit us up on Twitter, @Spadoni_Joe, if you want to give me a follow. But he was like, when do you start, you know, even thinking about firing Hannah?
Go look at my timeline, Spadoni.
Yeah.
Look at my timeline.
And I said, miss the playoffs this year or next year, you can start talking about it.
Next year.
Correct.
Not this year. Come on, man. 602 is right. Comcast business text line. Where's the boombox guys? Where's the boombox boys? Debo, Trent, where you at?
Debo might have put his hands on him, so I don't know.
Debo Samuel yesterday. I am so disappointed with the way this is ending.
How's the podcast going, though, Debo? How's that going?
Well, the podcast ain't going well. Let's look.
#new media. You got Draymond on yet? Baron Davis? How are they doing?
They're not going to. Draymond's podcast is so much better. It's not even funny. Debo Samuel, four catches, 22 yards. You know what? What dawned on me yesterday after the loss is that we may be seeing Debo Samuel's final seven games in a 49ers uniform. And he's been a good Niner. But Klay Thompson was a great Warrior who won four championships. And I heard how some of the fans talked about Klay because of the last 2 years, even though he led the league and made threes and shot 41%. We don't even go through numbers. How are fans going to feel about Debo if these are the final seven games of his career, the way it ends there? It will taint everything he's done in a Niner uniform. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Let's go to Nick in Berkeley. Nick, what's happening?
What's up, Nick?
Hey, well, first of all, you know, Debo in that number one jersey, he looks like a four-year-old out there playing Pop Warner for the first time. Dude, put on number 32 because you're stealing money from the team, bro. That's what it is. I'm going to go deep with it, but I'm going to tell you what it is. McCaffrey, you fumbled in the Super Bowl in the opening drive. We missed field goals that cost this game. Our special teams ain't special. They're special needs, bro. This is kicking and punting. That's it. They don't do nothing but ruin games for us, bro. This coach can't play for the players, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm all over Shanahan at times. Some of his plays with Bonehead. But, dude, I wouldn't want no other coach right now because some of these other coaches, they suck. They're bad. They shouldn't even be in the NFL. They should be in junior college. Straight up. I don't even know what they're doing, bro. And let me tell you something. Yeah, man, it was flat yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I didn't go to the game, but I'm sitting there, and I'm looking around. I'm like, where's everybody going? I'll take that loss to the Bay Area then. I wasn't there yelling and screaming. I'll get my crowd to check camp in 408 hyped up. You come up there and check me out. Me and my daughter, we go, bro. We go. And let me tell you, I'm gonna keep it real, man. Blame Shanahan for the dysfunction of these players. You know, if they're getting mad, you know, like my dad used to say, man, if you're mad at somebody, go bang your head against the tree.
Nick, it sounds like you're underwater right now. Yeah. Sounds like you're underwater, but good call. Thanks, I get Nick. Your passion. All right, we got what do we have here? 15 minutes left? Rat-a-tat-tat. Everybody's getting in. The hell with it. You got something to say about Shanahan? You got something to say about Brock Purdy? Now's the time to get in. And we're going to be talking about this all week long because Green Bay's on deck. And that's the ultimate. You'll lose. You're probably not going to the promised land. All right, you win that football game, and all of a sudden we're feeling a lot better going into Buffalo. It is possible. Green Bay don't look great. Let's not sit here and act like they look like the cream of the crop. They don't look that good.
No, but they find ways to win games, which is what the 49ers don't do.
They haven't done that yet. They haven't done it, and we're running out of time, as the GOAT Jerry Rice said. We'll get to his quotes about Brock Purdy. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. I don't know. I want to hear from the fans.
You're very. Vontae's frustrated right now.
No, I'm not frustrated. I'm fired up.
You're frustrated.
I want people want to fire Shanahan. After watching everything that's transpired this year, you think it's all on the coach? These players got to make plays. All right, these are millionaire players. Make a damn play. Make a play. Execution, fumbling, missing tackles, it's the same old song, make a kick. Hell, even the guy you brought in, Anders Carlson, missed an extra point against Kansas City. All right? Let's not get rid of the coach. Do you think the coach is going to solve all the problems? Look at the personnel right now. Personnel doesn't look too hot. They're not playing up to their capabilities. And that's on the players, man. At some point, we got to hold the players accountable for making some plays. Second and 11, ice the game. Debo's running the in route. Maybe some people wanted to run the ball, but it's second and 11, all right? The run game's not doing anything. You dial up a great play-action pass. Purdy airmails it. He airmails it. Quarterback's got to make a throw. All right? You want to get this guy $60 million? The great ones make that throw. $60 million a year quarterbacks make that throw. But no, let's blame Shanahan for every damn thing.
Well, unfortunately,
come on, man, miss me with that.
$60 million a year quarterbacks actually don't make those throws, because look at Trevor Lawrence and Dak Prescott this year.
Well, they don't.
But that's what happens.
You know what I mean. The great ones make the throw.
No, but we don't
consider Trevor Lawrence great. Nobody thinks Trevor Lawrence is great.
He's not.
Nobody thinks Tua's great. And we all knew that those contracts were mistakes.
But
I'm talking about the Burrows. I'm talking about the Allens. I'm talking about the Hurts. I'm talking about the Mahomes. I'm talking about Lamar Jackson. To hell with Trevor Lawrence. To hell with Dak Prescott. We know they're bums. We've known that already. And we know those organizations have overpaid them. We knew Dak was overpaid. We knew Trevor was overpaid. I'm talking about the big boys, Spadoni. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm talking
about... Those guys make the throw.
I'm talking about you're going to have to pay Brock Purdy
big
money no
matter
what. You
might not have to do
a
damn thing. May not pay him damn nothing.
If you had to bet $1,000 right now on whether Brock Purdy gets paid $60 million a year or not, what would you be betting?
I will bet that he will not get $60 million a year.
You don't think he's going to reset the quarterback market?
Oh, what? With the way he bet? Hell no, he's not.
The 49ers cornered themselves into a position where they're going to have to pay him.
No, well, if they give him $60 million a year, if they give him $60 million a year, then this whole damn thing, this operation's over. Over. You cannot pay him $60 million a year. And I like Purdy, but you cannot pay him $60 million a year. Did that look like a $60 million a year quarterback yesterday? Did it look like it all season long? Even against Tampa Bay, he's airmailing the ball to the first half.
Doesn't have two of his best weapons.
Oh, come on, stop it.
I'm just saying, he doesn't.
Just stop.
The best weapon on offense is compromising Christian McCaffrey.
We cannot keep making excuses. What did Brady say on the broadcast? I don't give a damn who's out there. You're the quarterback. You elevate the offense.
I'm just telling you, I could already see it now in the offseason. It was a lost year, but it wasn't Brock's fault. Everything else, you know, you just go back to where the season started. There was a lot of turmoil. Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk, Ricky Pearsall. You know, Hufanga got hurt. You got all these guys getting hurt. Nick Bosa gets hurt. Yeah, you know what? We still got to pay Brock, though. I can see that happening.
Be careful. All right, we're going to get to everybody here. I had to get that out of my system.
Feel better?
I feel a little better.
There you go.
Feel a little better.
Want some goat fuel?
Might need some. We need a nap, too. Bud in Oakland, what's happening? What up, big bud? Bud?
Hey, buddy.
A lot of people was calling for Shanahan and whatnot. Listen, man, it's It's the team collectively. When the team wins, nobody's saying, oh, this guy won a game for us. It's all we won. So when you guys lose, it's everyone's the problem. Everyone is to blame. Yeah, maybe the coach is not putting guys in a position to, you know, make the play. Maybe guys are out of position. Who knows? But at the same time, collectively, it's on the team. And what Niners fans have to realize is I said this, you guys are ungrateful for whatever reason. Like, the Niners fans have been fortunate as a fan base to have some stability, at, from, like I said, from top to bottom. And mm-hmm. you guys find a way to be dissatisfied with even a win or whatever. But my thing is that Madden curse has come back to hunt you guys. Yeah, you guys got Christian McCaffrey back, but you guys get hurt around the field. You know what I mean? You guys are getting hurt everywhere else. And don't forget that Madden curse happened to have my Raiders on there, had McCaffrey doing some things that he didn't do against the Raiders. But like I said, the Madden curse has come back, and the chickens are coming home to roost, man. Thanks for taking the call. Collectively, it's a loss, man.
Still reserving Fremont. Wow, a blast from the past.
211?
211 still reserves in the building? Call it. Whoa.
River Island's guest line right now.
Am I delusional right now? Still reserve? Is this really you?
What's up, my G? It's been a minute.
Oh,
I be in the shadows lurking, listening, man. But I had to call. I jumped in the car after work, and I heard this absurdity, this lunacy. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. So let me call my boy Vontae. Hopefully he remembers me. I know we don't agree on a lot of stuff, but I tell you what, you can't pay that young man no 60, but you sure as hell cannot fire Kyle. That last caller's on point. Some of these fans are spoiled, man.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. This dude's done. Look what he's done, man. A lot of it falls on the players. I mean, look at the fact that I didn't watch the whole game yesterday. I was watching our miserable stuff going on, you know, with my team. And but, man, Geno falls on that dude to run for that touchdown. With no timeouts left, come on, you got to tackle that guy.
You got to tackle him.
Don't fall on Kyle, man.
Yeah.
And look, the curse, I don't know about the Madden curse. I mean, the dude's got a point on that, too, but I'll tell you what. The Niners as a franchise has dodged the Super Bowl hangover. They've dodged it. It finally might have caught up to them. But I'll tell you what, you guys get rid of Kyle, I will kidnap Mark Davis until he signs that dude and gives him a blank check, baby boy. I holler at you guys. Stay up.
Oh, wow. Still reserved.
Still reserved.
See, that's how the outsiders feel about the head coach, Kyle Shanahan. But yet, within our own fan base, we're going to get rid of this guy. Like, I see a text right here. It's pretty funny. 650, we want Super Bowls. That's why, Vontae. Well, when I was on the Super Bowl or bust movement, you got to say, well, it's too hard. We don't like that moniker. We just got to win and be competitive and we're satisfied. So now we want Super Bowls. Which one is it? We all want Super Bowls.
You know,
we all want it. You know, we're all frustrated.
It's a Monday all across different sports waves across this great nation. It's nothing better in our business when there is a loss because if everyone gets so angry. The phone lines suggest that today. But you don't think in Chicago, they're whispering right now, our sister station, The Score, they're saying, Eberflus, you think if the Niners keep losing more games, Kyle Shanahan could be available? You don't think they're thinking that over in Jacksonville? Thinking that over in New York City right now? You think Kyle Shanahan, you don't think they're thinking that in Vegas? Everywhere that needs a head coach, that are thinking about moving on from their head coach, they're thinking, how can we get this guy in our building? And where are we at today in San Francisco? How can we get this guy out of our building?
To all the people that want Shanahan fired, I'm willing to bet my bottom dollar that he will not get fired.
No.
That would be idiotic.
Possibly.
And then I'll have a conversation about Jed York if that even, I don't even think we're remotely close to that.
No.
But if that happens, then all heads on deck, I'm coming at Jed York. And I like Jed York. I bet on the other day. Jed York's fine. He ain't no dummy. He's not firing Kyle Shanahan, man. What are we doing? What are we doing today? Listen to ourselves, 49er fans. We live up to the moniker wine and cheese fans. Whiners. Whiner fans. Oh, everybody's laughing at us right now. As soon as they lose to Seattle, man, we got to get rid of the coach. Somebody's got to get... What are we doing?
I mean, Geno Smith pulled the night-night on him. Oh, boy. What's worse, Bonte? The Geno Smith going night-night or the turkey on the 50?
Turkey the on the 50.
Still?
Turkey on the 50. Turkey on the 50.
I mean, at least those are Hall of Famers that were doing that. I mean, Geno Smith is a nobody.
Turkey
and he's flexing.
Well, Geno Smith's going to get humbled next week, man. We all
know Geno. Maybe he gave them life, and maybe they're going to go on a run.
Geno Smith, man. We lost to Geno Smith.
Hey, Greg Olson said he's one of the greatest throwers of the football ever.
Okay. KB in Oakland. Maybe too many hits to the head, Greg.
KB in Oakland, what's happening? We're going to get to everybody. We got about 8 minutes left. I'm getting to everybody on the show. Everybody. KB Oakland.
Yeah. What's going on, my man? Hey, I've been sitting up here listening to this. Shanahan is the man. He's a guru. He's this, he's that. First of all, he fired the defensive coordinator. I mean, there's bigger things. He's not a guru. Tell me, what quarterback has he pulled? What quarterback has he made better?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Matt Ryan.
Brock Purdy. Matt Ryan. Matt Schaub.
What?
Brian Hoyer.
What? Yeah.
Brian Hoyer in Cleveland.
What? Are you serious?
Nick Mullins.
Are you serious? That's what I'm saying. You guys give him the moniker.
I don't call him a guru. KB, hold on 1 second, KB. I don't call him no guru. I don't. But don't get confused with the facts. Those are the facts. Those quarterbacks got better under him. Come on, KB.
What big game has he won?
The NFC Championship game a couple times.
Twice.
Divisional game for home field advantage. All these games are big games, KB. Just because he hasn't won the Super Bowl, okay? Marty Schottenheimer, Marv Levy, they all didn't win the Super Bowl. Jim Harbaugh hasn't won the Super Bowl yet, for crying out loud.
To come in second place is good.
No, it's not good.
Second place is good.
Come on, KB. So you want to fire Shanahan? Let me get it. You want to fire? It's not good enough. Haven't you been listening to this show the last 5 years? It's never good enough. But you want to fire Shanahan now? He's never won a big game.
Chiefs have our number. Seattle just got our number. Everybody got our number. They just lost six. Get him out of here.
Flush his ass. What are you talking about? Brian in Half Moon Bay. Well, I'm flushing now. I got the itchy finger like Joe Lacob. Itchy trigger finger. Brian in Half Moon Bay. What the hell is KB talking about? Brian in Half Moon Bay, what's up?
It bothers me. I got to pile on here, man. I agree with some of the other callers. I agree with Jaime and San Carlos. I think Brock Purdy, I think the arm talent is not there. I agree they need a shakeup. There needs to be a new philosophy in this town. The coaches are not developing the players. Then you look at all the signings they did. There's a lack of signings on time, and now you have injury upon injury. Red zone, abysmal. Special teams, abysmal. Now you're going to have to pay Brock Purdy a ton of money, and the results have not been there. He does not have the thrust to make the throws to the sideline.
Hmm. Let's go to
the arm strength conversation.
Yeah.
Would be it like a thing if he played in the AFC North? Like that would be a legitimate thing, and you're going to be playing in two cold weather games the next 2 weeks. So maybe, and we'll see. He'll have an opportunity to prove a lot of people wrong because I do have my doubts about his physical skill sets.
Because
Drew Brees had them too, but he played in a dome. There was a difference there. So we'll see.
I'm not going to lie to you. I've been so damn disappointed with this fan base this season. It's not even funny. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for us. I really am. Let's go to Ronnie and Tracy. Ronnie, what's happening?
Hey, Ron.
What's up, boys? All right, yeah, I'm tired of this doom and gloom from our fan base. We are not dead yet. There is a playoff path, all right? We just got to go in, beat the Packers. Then we got Bills coming off a bye. The NFL doesn't make any sense. We can go in there, win that game. The Cardinals and Seahawks play two of the next three games. We need them to trade. One loss each. Then you got the Rams playing Philly. They drop that game. They're to 5-6. Then they play the Bills in 2 weeks. We got Chicago coming back after the Bills. We win that game. 8-5. You know, we got life. Let's go, Niner fans. Let's have some hope. We've been there before. Let's go.
I like your optimism. I like it. Let's go to Damon in San Francisco. Damon, what's happening?
Let's beat the Bills off the bye.
Man, hope is good, but skill is better, man. I'm just not seeing it. One thing real quick. Man, I love these Niners, but Purdy, resetting the market. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah,
I mean, given his play like his first two seasons, he was amazing. I love the guy, but I mean, this year, he's just struggled. So him resetting the market when, you know, it seems like his kryptonite is, you know, the linemen putting up their hands and batting his ball down. So, I mean, it's something like that. I just don't see resetting the market. I love the Niners, but I've been kind of questionable about them since Baltimore game last year, last Christmas. I mean, they just have not shown that they could beat the elite teams. I mean,
good call. Let's go finish up with Tony in Oakland. Tony in Oakland, and you're in the show, Tony. Good morning, Tony.
Bonte, we can still fix this. Okay,
we don't get rid of Shanahan. The Shanahan has the moves, but we got to put in the linchpin. Look, this is everyone's religion, and we don't have the right King Arthur for the round table for everyone to spin around, all right? Now, just face up. Shanahan is no Patton. Now, look at this. These are some Patton quotes. We will win because we will never lose. There can never be defeat if a man refuses to accept defeat. And Shanahan, just look at the boy. He is no Patton. Someone has got to see this. And forget all this stuff about Purdy. Purdy is still it. I'm saying, if you had to deal with Shanahan in your ear as the QB, you know how they got to listen to this? The dude is timid in the fourth quarter. Doesn't anyone else?
One day I'm going to just let an S-bomb go. I'm just dropping.
She tried to sneak that one in there. Paying attention.
I'm just going to drop an F-bomb one day. One day I'm just going to drop it.
I think you probably have.
Have
but
I? No,
but
I
But I've dumped it, so no one's
Have
heard
I?
It. Probably. Everyone has at the station.
As long as we, don't miss the dumb button when you say it.
And as long as we don't miss
fast... someone missing the
we
dumb
don't
want to
miss Fast
one.
Five either, though. That's
it's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
What a day.
I never pulled a Michelle Beadle.
No! Hey, that kind of slid under the rug, too, didn't it?
Now, well, it never happens, so you know.
That's interesting. I mean, she's, just saying. She laughed it off! Clint Kiper got fired! He's gone! Done! And Michelle Beadle's like, hey, it's fine.
She's got to walk it off.
Yeah, where are we at in society? That's a question you could ask on Friday night with the Logan Paul, Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson looking like Rikishi for WWE with a thong out there in the locker room. I don't know what he was wearing there. There's buffering everywhere. I didn't have a problem with my stream. Apparently everyone else did, but mine was fine. Yeah, that was embarrassing. That was embarrassing. That whole fight, the whole thing, Jake Paul. And it was sad just to watch Mike Tyson, the guy that many people were watching to hope conjure up memories of the past, I feel like. Whether they're watching the 80s, 90s, wherever he was dominating, he was just old. That was an old man losing to a guy that was 20 years old. You know, everyone thought it was going to be the Rocky Balboa movie. Remember Rocky Balboa when he rocks 60, he's fighting the guy who's 30, whatever. It's like, oh, maybe he could have... No. This is real life. This isn't a fairy tale. That's what happens. But I did want to give a shout out, my final thought, to Palma High School, my alma mater, beating Sacred Heart Cathedral at Kezar Stadium. The number 2 seed, Sacred Heart, going down to Palma, the number 7 seed.
Oh, no.
Big upset alert.
I didn't even catch that. Mm-hmm. Pat, I'm getting a haircut for... Oh, no.
Palma.
What was the score?
Palma came back. They were down double digits at the half. I wanted to say they came back.
Oh, no.
Let me pull it up right here. It was 28-19, the final. The 7th seed Palma Chieftains taking down Sacred Heart. They're going to be playing the number 6 seed Menlo. Menlo School.
School. Yeah, my cousin Mike Hill. Shout out to my cousin Mike Hill, offensive coordinator over there at Menlo.
Atherton's different.
Yeah, Menlo Atherton. No, Menlo School, that's where my cousin Mike Hill coaches. Shout out Mike Hill, man. You guys are doing it. Damn, I was hoping we got Mike Hill back up here to play Sacred Heart. A little revenge game, because he used to call plays for Sacred Heart. Shout out to Pat and Swan over there at Sacred Heart. By the way, SI beat. They won their first playoff game. De La Salle, they advanced. Sarah lost to Los Gatos. Reardon High School won as well.
There you go.
So there it is. And St. Francis won, too. St. Francis won. So we got a lot going on. Triple A playoffs as well. Washington, I think, is playing Lincoln, which doesn't bode well for them. My final thought is the Mike Tyson thing was a charade. It was a sham. Logan Paul, Jake Paul, whatever. Got a lot of people, a lot of money. 72,000 went to that stadium to go watch that.
Million.
72,000. Oh, no, went to the fight.
But the 63 million or something streamed it?
No.
Yeah.
John Jones, USC, GOAT. I like him. I want to fight Tom Aspinall. That would be fun. But my final thought is people are just absolutely insane. You guys really want to fire Shanahan? Really? I'm not even a Shanahan apologist. Hell, 3 years ago, a lot of y'all told me that I had something personal against Shanahan, that I was a Shanahan hater. I'll just keep it in the buck. You really want to fire Shanahan? Really? Go ahead, Carter. Love
65 it. Million concurrent streams for that Jake Paul fight. Damn. And they got 2 Christmas Day games.
Well, I'm not ready to fire Kyle Shanahan just yet. Not even this season. But guys, against the Rams, it was a 4th-and-1. Against the Cardinals, it was a 4th-and-5. Then against the Seagulls, the Seahawks, you finally get that 4th-down stop. But then you give them the ball back, and it's 2 3rd downs. It's just those big plays late, they just keep falling flat in their face on. And it's just, I don't know how they fix that other than just be better.
I was going to say something about Kyle Shanahan, but I'm not even going to go down that avenue with people at this point. I'm going to shout out, I'm going to follow tail on Bonte here. I want to shout out Michael Chandler in the UFC. Michael Chandler, every time he steps in the octagon, puts on an absolute show for Dana White.
He gets his ass kicked.
Yes, he does lose a lot, but he puts on an absolute show, and I really respect the guy because he's willing to take on the best.
Yeah, he gets drilled all the time. He almost pulled it out in the 5th round. Almost pulled it out. All right, that's it for us.
And Jake Paul in one night made more than both those guys in their entire career.
Oh, Dana White is
seething.
Oh, he's
stop.
I think it's legalized pimping, but what do I know? That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you'll get the fastest internet to all your devices. Shaq's going to be back
legalized
tomorrow.
Legalized pimping.
What? That just talked
about. That's pretty good.
That's what it is. I mean, jeez. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. I can't believe they. I don't even know how to end the show. I'm befuddled right now, folks. I don't know what to do.
Pimping ain't easy.
It ain't easy.
Yeah.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.